USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officials in the city of Lubbock, Texas are now condemning students who turned to vandalism to celebrate the Texas Tech Final Four basketball victory over Michigan State last night. Thousands of students flooding streets, flipping vehicles over, and setting bonfires. Police and riot gear eventually had to fire tear gas to disperse the crowds. Texas Tech will now meet Virginia in the final championship game tomorrow night. That after Virginia stuns Auburn in the final seconds.
Scott Brown all the way in the far court. Might as well heave it all the way the distance. A Grant Hill pass. Here it is. Brown turns around. It's off the mark. And Virginia is heading to its first ever national championship game appearance.
That is heard on CBS. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Migrant parents separated from their kids after crossing the border may have to wait longer than expected now to be reunited with them.
The Trump administration is asking for up to 2 years to find the thousands of lost children who were separated from their parents at the border with Mexico before a judge halted the practice last year. The Justice Department said in a court filing on Friday in San Diego that it will take at least a year to review the cases of the 47,000 children who were taken into custody. I'm Wendy King.
A 26-year-old Nebraska man in legal trouble allegedly jumping into the ring and tackling Bret the Hitman Hart during the WWE's Hall of Fame ceremonies last night in Brooklyn. The attacker was able to get a punch in on the 61-year-old pro wrestling legend before he was hauled away by a huge contingent of security forces. WWE's 35th WrestleMania is tonight at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
Two more members of the FDNY are dead from 9/11 related illnesses as the number of those sickened at Ground Zero continues to grow. The official tally now stands at 343, as retired Lieutenant Timothy O'Neill and firefighter Kevin Lennon both died within 48 hours of each other this past week. Former President Barack Obama meets with his friend, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and while visiting Germany, encourages hundreds of young leaders in Europe to think for themselves. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Former President Barack Obama is in Berlin, where he told a German town hall that young voters need to be involved and make the effort to vote.
You would not let your grandfather or grandmother decide what clothes you wear or what music you listen to. So why would you let them decide the world you're going to live in and the politics that you're going to be subjected to?
Obama met with Chancellor Angela Merkel at her office in Berlin for a meeting characterized by German officials as a routine private encounter with a former international peer.
And a performer who was once a regular fixture on Saturday Night Live will be hosting the long-running series for the first time soon. NBC announcing that Adam Sandler will return on May 4th to SNL, where he began as a writer about 30 years ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.